The great lords among the Danes hung their banners on the wall, Ubba's raven flag and Ragnar's eagle wing among them. The raven banner was a triangle of white cloth fringed with white tassels, showing a black raven with spread wings, while Ragnar's standard was a real eagle's wing, nailed to a pole. And it was becoming so tattered that Ragnar had offered a golden arm ring to any man who could replace it. "If they want us out of here," he went on, "then they'd best make an assault, and they'd best do it in the next 3 weeks before their men go home and cut their harvest." But the Mercians, instead of attacking, tried to pray us out of Snottingham. A dozen priests, all robed in carrying cross-tipped poles, and followed by a score of monks carrying sacred banners on cross-staffs, came out from behind their barricades and paraded just beyond bowshot. The flags showed saints. One of the priests scattered holy water, and the whole group stopped every few yards to pronounce curses on us. That was the day the West Saxon forces arrived to support Burghred, whose wife was sister to Alfred and to King Ethelred of Wessex. And that was the first day I ever saw the dragon standard of Wessex. It was a huge banner of heavy green cloth, on which a white dragon breathed fire, and the standard bearer galloped to catch up with the priests, and the dragon streamed behind him. "Your turn will come," Ragnar said quietly, talking to the rippling dragon. "When?" "The gods only know," Ragnar said, still watching the standard. "This year we should finish off Mercia, then we'll go to East Anglia, and after that, Wessex. To take all the land and treasure in England, Uhtred. 3 years? 4? We need more ships, though." He meant we needed more ships' crews. "More shield Danes, more swords." "Why not go north?" I asked him. "To Dalriada and Pigland?" he laughed. "There's nothing up there, Uhtred, except bare rocks, bare fields, and bare asses. The land there is no better than at home." He nodded out toward the enemy encampment. "But this is good land, rich and deep. You can raise children here. You can grow strong here." He fell silent as a group of horsemen appeared from the enemy camp and followed the rider who carried the dragon's standard. Even from a long way off, it was possible to see that these were great men, for they rode splendid horses and had mail coats glinting beneath their dark red cloaks. "The King of Wessex?" Ragnar guessed. "Ethelred? It's probably him. We shall find out now." "Find out what?" "What these West Saxons are made of. The Mercians won't attack us, so let's see if Ethelred's men are any better." "Dawn, Uhtred. That's when they should come. Straight at us, ladders against the wall. Lose some men, but let the rest slaughter us." He laughed. "That's what I'd do. But that lot..." He spat in derision. Ivar and Ubba must have thought the same thing, for they sent 2 men to spy on the Mercian and West Saxon forces to see if there was any sign that ladders were being made. The 2 men went out at night and were supposed to skirt the besiegers' encampment and find a place to watch the enemy from outside their fortifications. But somehow they were both seen and caught. The 2 men were brought to the fields in front of the wall and made to kneel there with their hands tied behind their backs. A tall Englishman stood behind them with a drawn sword, and I watched as he poked one of the Danes in the back, as the Dane lifted his head, and then as the sword swung. The 2nd Dane died in the same way, and the 2 bodies were left for the ravens to eat. "Bastards," Ragnar said. Ivar and Ubba also watched the executions. I rarely saw the brothers. Ubba stayed in his house much of the time, while Ivar, so thin and wraith-like, was more evident, pacing the walls every dawn and dusk, scowling at the enemy and saying little, though now he spoke urgently to Ragnar, gesturing south to the green fields beyond the river. He never seemed to speak without a snarl, but Ragnar was not offended. "He's angry," he told me afterward, "because he needs to know if they plan to assault us. Now he wants some of my men to spy on their camp, but after that..." He nodded at the 2 headless bodies in the field. "Maybe I'd better go myself,"